Thanks for joining us. We continue our journey through the Gospels, Mark chapter 3, verses 28 and 29. That is our passage today. Jesus said, "Truly, I tell you, people can be forgiven all their sins and every slander they utter, but whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven. They are guilty of an eternal sin." Have I committed the unpardonable sin? That's what a prisoner asked me during a service at a correctional facility. He is not the only one who grapples with this question. Some teach that the unforgivable sin is murder, taking another's life. Others teach that the sin of no return is adultery, violating a marriage union. But as serious as these sins are, King David committed both of them, and he was forgiven. Jesus says that blasphemy against the Spirit is the sin that will not be forgiven. He spoke these words to the religious leaders who were equating the works of Jesus with the works of Satan. These leaders were attributing to Satan the power of the Holy Spirit exercised through Jesus. I want you to be assured of this. You have not committed this sin. Blasphemy against the Spirit is a specific sin that cannot be reproduced today, for it required Jesus' presence on earth with his performing miracles through the Spirit's power. The only unforgivable sin is a person's refusal to trust in Jesus as Lord and Savior before leaving this earth. That rejection is the eternal sin. Father, I pray that everyone listening to this will not commit that final sin. Work in the heart of each of us to bring us to you forever. In Jesus' name, amen. If you'd like for us to pray for you, we would love to do that. Email your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.